What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua,
Tua, Tua, Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose for over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport in Sorrento. And tell you right, remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. I just did my favorite thing ever when it happens, Leroy, during the break. I get these callers, you know, they'll be like, hello, we have an offer. You know, you know how you love to deal with telemarketers.
Oh, my God.
Well, my favorite thing has become, if I'm by my computer, is I just start hitting them with Mike McDaniel quotes. And I could just keep them there on the line, and it's just Mike McDaniel going off about whatever. The backup quarterback battle or the line battle. And as soon as I free them, they're like, oh, well, let me tell you about. And it's just back to him, and they're just completely shook by it, where it's like, huh? What the hell's going on here? So I'm just telling you right now, dude, what a delight that was, because I kept them on the line for 4 straight minutes. And then they finally go, I think this is a robotic call. I'm like, no, that's what you are. You're a robotic call.
Oh, wait. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. And at one point, the lady goes, I can hear that you're busy, but I'm going to hang on the line because this is an exclusive deal that only you can get. And I'm just like, okay.
What?
And I just keep hitting him with Mike McDaniel stuff nonstop. It was a delight. A delight. Anyway, here's real Mike McDaniel sound. Mike McDaniel talked about the backup quarterback battle between Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers after Quinn Ewers had a really good second half. Zach Wilson was all right too.
See, I would say this.
Both looked pretty good.
Let's be fair to Quinn Ewers. He didn't have a terrible first game, right? It's something to throw a ball into space, and it's something to throw a ball to a receiver. It takes a while to get used to that, and he picked it up pretty quick. Being that his second game, he was much better at it.
He looked really good. Yeah, I thought he looked really good. I thought that he looked really good.
And the one thing that we don't ever take in account is when the receiver drops the ball. He had some drop passes his first game. So
yours?
It made the numbers, yeah. It made the numbers look a little.
That's true. He didn't look good. I think it was the turn of the ball over too. He got lit up a couple times.
Right. That's it.
I tell you one thing though, man. I felt good that D. Eskridge was able to bounce back, because is there a worse guy you feel for in preseason than the muffed punt guy?
Ugh.
I mean, that was
one job.
I was like, no, but he bounced back. He had a really good drive.
Dude, let me explain something to you. There is no more dangerous thing in sports than catching a punt.
Well,
because you got two eyes And they have to be looking in two different directions, because you got to look at the football and you got to look at that rush to see how close they are and whether you should fair catch it or go with it.
I mean this respectfully, but when you speak,
it's a job.
No. When you speak to Hall of Famers about this, or should be Hall of Famers about this, they tell you to read the toes. That's
only for the direction of the punt.
But it gives you a cheat sheet. Like Eric Metcalf will tell you, it gives you a cheat sheet. You know,
to catching the ball. What about the people coming at you?
Well, I can't help you with that. You know,
but that's what I'm saying.
But if you read the toes,
your eyes have to be looking at two different things.
Right, but if you read the toes, like Metcalf says, you're going to get a jump on it, and there was
still
nobody better.
Still doesn't change. It is by far the most dangerous job in football.
Yeah. Crazy.
Because keep in mind,
mm-hmm.
you don't get no running start. You're just standing there, and them guys come in full speed, and you can't help but doing this.
Right. That's why you want a good toe read. You don't have to do as much chameleon.
Oh, my goodness. Enough with that. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
That's not what Metcalf said.
It's for the direction of the punt. That's it.
All right.
That's it.
Well, can I ask you a feeling? All right, because, you know.
Can I say no?
I got a football question. I got a real football question.
No, you don't.
I do. I got a real football question.
Your football questions come with sidebars and other stuff. And see, I told you, you agree with me.
Brittany,
that's how your questions
who
go.
Who was the running back? Was it Jalen Wright? Who had the fumble early on that bounced right to Tanner Connor? Was it Jalen Wright?
I think it was Jalen Wright, yeah.
What does it feel like when you yak up the football, but you get a lucky bounce, and you're like, whew!
I'll give you a perfect example. We were playing San Francisco. I was in Minnesota. Got the ball, fumbled. They picked it and went for a touchdown.
Oh, my God.
It is the walk of shame going to the sidelines.
Oh, that has to be awful.
It's the worst, because there's some players and coaches that will say, hold on to the ball.
Thanks.
And there's other guys that will say, don't worry, you'll get them back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you get all that. Now, these are from guys who are supposed to be on your team.
That's right.
So the very next they didn't score. They just got the fumble.
Okay.
The very next play, a linebacker caught a pick and went pick six. And I ran on the field in the end zone and said, thank you. Because we ended up getting a touchdown out of it.
Wow.
Right after I fumbled.
That had to feel good. No, but what does it feel like? I'm not when you do yak it up. What happens when you yak it up, but it bounced right to one of your teammates and you're like, whew?
I've been on both sides of that. So again, when you're a fumbler and somebody else carries the ball, you always chase the play. So we were playing in a playoff game. Randall Cunningham scrambled. He broke free. He's running down the field. He got that ball like a quarterback. And I'm like, oh, crap. Let me go chase the play. They batted it out of his hand. It bounced right to me, and I kept running.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm trying to think.
Because sometimes when I fumbled, it was the most glorious fumble ever. So one time I was holding it so tight, a guy came up from behind, punched it, and it went straight up in the air, like maybe 10 feet in the air, and we're all standing underneath it like Mardi Gras, right? And I had a wide receiver who was taller, and he jumped up and caught it.
Oh,
and I was like, whew. But you still get the same heat. You get more heat if we get the ball back.
So Jalen Wright's still getting heat for yakking that one up. Even with Tanner Connor getting it.
And then you got to watch film. And here's the thing about fumbles. Like, imagine you holding a football and you have it at all the pressure points, and you see it on TV. They try to tell you how you should hold it and protect it, and you have all that. Right? And then somebody throws a Mike Tyson haymaker and punches it out. Sometimes the defense makes a good play. And there's nothing you could do about it. And you just kind of have to just take the heat and go on and just acknowledge that he made a good play. I've had times where I'm holding the ball, right? They see the ball's tight. They grab your hand, right? And start pulling on your hand while you're running, right? And I'm like, oh, no, this ain't going to last long. So I'm just trying to go on the ground. They hold you up, and then the next guy comes in, haymaker, boom.
Oh, no.
Now, here's the unfortunate thing about that. I have broken ribs getting punched.
Like,
because the guy
like a body shot
was punching for the, huh?
Like he hit you with the body shot?
He hit me with a body shot because he missed the football. I saw him punching, so I picked the ball up like this, boom, right in the ribs.
Jeez.
So it like yeah. So sometimes, depending on what the situation is in the game or where we are in the game, soon as they start that silliness, I just jump on the ground. Okay, that's enough. 4 or 5 yards, that's good. Because, like, I don't want to be the guy. It don't make no sense to get 10 yards and then you don't have the ball.
No, seriously.
Right. So you just got to – it's a tough thing, man, when those guys – because the rules have changed as how they get the ball out. And you see them. There'll be guys coming over the top. Boom. Guys punching underneath. Like, meanwhile, if they miss, guess who's there? Oh, Riblets. And they just tear it. And you can't wear the, like, I wore the, what is it called? The bulletproof vest. I've worn that after I broke ribs, but that's plastic or Kevlar. And the ball slides. So now you're even more screwed if the slightest little bit of movement. So, yeah, it's a tough thing. But the way my solution was? If I run hard enough, they won't give a damn about this football. They're trying to get me on the ground.
Rob Higgins says, Tobin, you need to put that caller, the telemarketer, on the air, Phil Hendry style. I feel like we've gotten a lot stricter with the recording of phone call rules. But to be fair.
They're doing it to you.
They are doing it to me. So I don't know what the rules are there. I'll probably have to ask Galen, which that'll mean he'll say no.
Oh, you know what that means.
He's going to say no. But I agree. I should be allowed to put that on the air.
We couldn't even do smelling salts.
I know.
How are we going to be able to do that?
What if we bring our own? Those are the rules. Oh, man. We'll take a break. We'll hear a little bit from Mike McDaniel. The Dolphins coach talked about the QB battle going on right now after good games from Quinn Ewers. Zach Wilson was better. I'm still not that impressed with the guy, but take a break. Back with more after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. Miami Dolphins beat the Lions 24-17 in preseason. Dolphins got a much better performance by their backup quarterbacks. No Tua this last game. It was all backups. Zach Wilson finished the day 15 of 23 for 151 yards with a touchdown. Quinn Ewers, 11 of 17, 116 yards, two touchdowns, both of them to Theo Weiss Jr., who he's had a real good connection with. The Dolphins tight end. Dolphins in the first half got a touchdown by D. Eskridge, who started the game fumbling a punt, but bounced back quite nicely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I was very nervous. So I was like, oh, no. This was Mike McDaniel after preseason game number two. This is where he is on the preseason battle with his quarterbacks.
Overreact to results, considering I talk about the process all the time. So I would be speaking against my own. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is that guys you find things to see if guys can improve upon. You know, both those guys have done a great job, and Tua's led the way. So, you know, I'm not concerned about that at all. You know, I think the most important thing is that we continue to improve and always do what's best for the team when push comes to shove. So guys are going to keep working, and we need them to have their best next week.
All right. There you go. I don't know exactly, you know, I don't think he cleared anything up there, but, you know, he said words.
He really didn't. He's just talking, chit-chatting.
I thought Quinn Ewers looked pretty good. I thought, listen, gave me something to think about. You know, the first game, there was nothing to think about because you were like, wow, that was really
well,
bad for
him. Yeah, but see, the thing about camp is you have to put more things in perspective than you would during a regular season game. Because in a regular season game, all parties are active participants, right? When you have a 90-man roster, Quinn Ewers may be playing with guys that ain't going to be on the team. That might not be professionals. That might not be NFL players. And so the thing that I picked up on, right, was he was throwing to the right people the first game, but his accuracy was off.
Yep.
So he wasn't throwing it to space. He was throwing it to the players. Tua's really good at throwing guys open, throwing it to open areas, and having those guys run through that opening. That takes time, and he's gotten better at it the second week. So it's very promising seeing him do those things from week one to week two. He's thrown different level passes, has some touch passes, has some balls he had to throw with some zip. So it's a very positive thing. I will say this. If I take Quinn Ewers and replace it with Skyler, we've had the same conversation.
It felt different to me. I don't know. It felt different to me.
It felt different to me. No, because it's new.
It's way – no, it was way different.
Same story.
I don't know. He was thrown to Weiss Jr. Him and Weiss got a good connection.
The Weasel.
I love that nickname. I didn't want to steal it from you. Leroy called him the Weasel this weekend, and I'm like, I love that. That's a point. It is. It's a point. It's objectively. The Weasel is a great nickname.
Right.
I don't know if he's going to make the team, but he should. Just so we can call him the Weasel.
Point for Leroy!
I get, and I'm not even saying that, like I said, I'm impressed at how he improved from week one to week two.
Me too.
I also, after week one, put things in perspective. He had a few drop balls. So week one would have looked better if everybody would have caught the damn ball. That being said, a lot of his passes that were completed were a little off target that the receiver adjusted and caught. So, like, yeah, that takes some time getting used to. He looked much better week two.
All right, well, let's do this. Okay, what is Quinn Ewers against Zach Wilson? What is the leg up for Zach Wilson? Is it just that he makes $6 million guaranteed right now? Because I just feel like performance-wise, like even the touchdown drive, I kind of felt like that was Dee Eskridge doing the thing.
Let me ask you a question. And I'm going to say this to you. In as simplest of a way that I can say it. The franchise is worth $8 billion.
Yep.
You're 80 years old.
Yep.
Do you give a rat's ass about $6 million, or do you want a better player?
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, at some point, you lick your wounds, and guess what? There's been a lot of teams that have been in this situation. Look at Dak Prescott coming in. Look at the situation in Seattle with Russell Wilson. He came in the same time they gave somebody $25 million.
The Giants are going to have to do it with one of their guys.
Look at the Giants. How about Washington? So if it's about winning, don't punish the team for your mistake in the front office.
Can I also ask you a question about Zach Wilson?
Sure.
Does he have a piss whistle? Because I was told he had a piss whistle, and I see a lot of flutters. They were talking about this on the broadcast, too. Is it bad mechanics?
All right, I'm going to try not to get too technical.
No, I mean, get as technical as you want to.
When they say a quarterback spins the ball, right? It takes a specific skill to be able to throw a ball that looks like a perfect spiral on an arc, right? So when you see that fade, how it goes up and down, it doesn't flutter, right? Spinning it because it takes that perfect arc. A lot of quarterbacks who have cannons for arms can't throw that touch pass over the top of one guy and drop it in the bucket, as you would hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's not their thing. When they try to do it, because the ball doesn't spin as much, it flutters because you're almost throwing like a shot put instead of spinning it. So that's why some of his passes look that way. He's trying to throw it with touch. He's trying to throw it with arc. And it doesn't have the spin to look as pretty as when Tua throws that ball. No matter where Tua throws it, whether it's touch, whether it's a rifle, it has a nice spiral to it. So that's the technical definition of it.
Yeah, it's like an overloaded laundry machine. You know? You throw too much in the washer, all of a sudden it goes.
You gotta have it perfect to have that cylindrical
spin.
Brittany.
What? Don't do that. That's how you do it. What?
This man, in the course of almost 10 years, has ruined all.
No, that's.
Of my football credibility.
That's not fair.
You just compare.
Minus one.
Something that I broke down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In technical terms.
Right.
So that people could understand why some of these touch passes or long passes flutter.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And you compared it to a washing machine.
You understand what I'm
saying. How are these people going to take me serious?
But the point is they take you seriously.
No, Brittany, do not fall for it. I cannot believe that.
It makes sense.
No, I said sometimes people need help. People need help. They need analogies, Leroy. He's just helping you out.
No, that's not.
If anything, everyone doesn't take him seriously, but they take you seriously. Oh, there's Leroy with his, you know, fascinating, perfect explanations. And then Tobin's here to... You know,
I'm here for the dum-dums.
To make it an analogy for people who didn't understand what you were saying.
No, but you get what I'm saying, right? Like, have you ever tried to get a washing machine through a bigger load of laundry and all of a sudden it goes too much, right? It'll get through it, but it's not going to be the prettiest. But when you have the perfect balance there in the washing machine, that's a perfect spiral. Football.
And then you just tease Smeathan up. He really thinks we come here to take him seriously. I didn't understand. Dolphin K, stop lying! Stop lying! Why are you guys egging him on?
What do you mean? You guys get it, right? Did anybody not get it? We all got Leroy. You know?
Why? I'm they say, hey, man, why don't you do this or that? I said, my career went to die. this is where my professionalism and my career about a sport I love just went to die.
You ever try and throw a comforter in the washing machine?
No.
You know?
Okay.
It's tough to balance.
Okay. For you jackasses out there who says Leroy doesn't wash clothes, when your washing machine flutters like that, you just go and move the clothes around.
Right.
Until it doesn't flutter. That's it.
Stunned Steve says, as dumb as Tobin usually sounds, he's not wrong here.
Jennifer, thanks for coming to my defense. Kinda. Oh my god! Got to go to the laundromat. Who goes to the laundromat?
I know who goes. Us. Actually, our read's not for another hour, but you should go to A&T Dry Cleaners. I bet you he knows exactly. I bet Ara knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, they do comforters, but they got bigger.
But they got the industrial size. Like when you got A&T Dry Cleaners facility, you could probably throw like. I don't know. You could probably put a hotel's worth of comforters in the machines they got.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, they got themselves a real chooch when it comes to the washing machine. In my simple, humble washing machine, you know, if I throw in a big load of laundry, it's going to flutter down the field.
Hey, let me tell you something about socks. I don't know if my washing machine eats socks, but Big Spoon eats socks. Right, it's like a death match. Two socks enter, one sock comes out. Right, and I say, hey, or they end up with Fonz or Rebecca. So here's what I did. I bought socks that have L and R on them. Right,
you're having trouble keeping up.
And I'll be damned if I didn't open up a socks that she washed, and it was L and L.
No, that happens.
I'm like,
Jennifer tried to like explain to us that it goes somewhere, and I don't know. She sounded like there was like Narnia in your
right, like underneath the yes, left and right. I will show you the next break. I will bring an L and an R, and then I'll open up another pair, and for some reason. There's an R and an R, but I haven't found the L and the L yet to put them back together. Why do you need directions on socks? So I can get two socks back. Otherwise, I'm going to get just two black socks that don't match.
You need to put like serial numbers on your socks.
Yes. Scan them. I need a QR code for each sock. So boop, boop. Okay. Match.
Take a break here on the show. Leroy will hand out his game balls and game bums next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Are those shadows or are your socks quite blue on the bottom?
Oh, that's blue. Yeah,
oh, okay.
See that?
I see it.
L and R.
You really having trouble with that?
Yeah. I'm solutions oriented, baby.
Oh, man. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. The channel on YouTube, 104.3 WQAM. On Twitch, Miami, 104.3 WQAM. Here on the FM dial. Streaming live on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Leroy, what do you got today on this Monday for your game balls and game bums?
So, my game ball goes to three people, but the same situations, right? Same circumstance. Mike McDaniel, the O-line, and the D-line.
Okay.
If you want to win in December and January, those three have to be in sync. With how you do things on the defensive line, how you do things on the offensive line, and how you run the football. The running backs also ran the ball extremely hard. They ran with their eyes, so they found little cracks and then exploded through those cracks. It was overall, I was very impressed with how this, unlike other years, how this is really, they look like they're trying to come up with a solution for this. And what they're doing in camp, who they're playing, who they're practicing against, how they're playing these preseason games. It seems to be all working in the general direction of being more physical up front. So I'm happy to see that. And it's improved from week one to week two. And hopefully it continues on. Game bum. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to have to say Scottie Scheffler is new Tiger Woods. He's done something that only Tiger has done in the last 40 years, win 5 tournaments back-to-back.
Right.
However, we're not here to celebrate him. We're here to talk about the Yak Fest that was one Robert McIntyre.
Oh, no. What'd he do?
Started the day with a 4-shot lead, and it was gone by hole 7.
Whoa.
Yes. So
what happened?
And the guy was making every putt and hitting every fairway. And then he went to hitting no fairways and making no putts. And so it was hard to watch. It was worse than the Fleetwood thing. At least Fleetwood lost. He shot under par. Somebody just played better.
Right.
He was 3-0.
This guy opened the door.
Oh, yeah. It was tragic. It was like watching a car crash in the last lap of NASCAR, right? Oh, no, he hit the wall. I hate watching it because, you know, I like seeing the guys win, but you got to give credit to Scottie Scheffler, man. Like, he's doing some of the same things that Tiger did, and we just refuse to kind of acknowledge how dominant he's been.
He's been killing it. No, there's been no doubt about it. He's been killing it. So there you go. That's your game balls and game bums for this weekend. That is what we got. Dolphins have their final preseason game coming up against the Jaguars. So we got a couple of real personalities going at it, head coach.
Are we practicing against them?
I believe they are. I think just once this week.
Okay. So the game's on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. So the reason why they practiced twice, was they practiced twice against Detroit? They practiced twice against Detroit.
They practiced twice against Detroit, once against the Bears, and once against the and once against the Jags this week.
Okay. So the plan is working so far. You're playing against or practicing against 3 teams who are formidable up front, especially on the defensive side. And you're putting yourself in tough situations to compete on a weekly basis because that is getting you ready for the season. So, yeah, like the plan is great. I'm not going to say the plan is not great. They're trying to fix what has ailed them the last couple of years. However, even as excited as I am about what I've seen and the improvement from week to week, both by Quinn Ewers, by the running game, how they responded to getting dominated after the first practice, all these things, I'm still going to chalk it up to say it's only preseason. But in fairness to the Dolphins, they are running basic offense also. So, yeah, I'm excited. I hope that this is what the season looks like. I hope that this is the direction that takes them into the start of the season. And if they do, like, man, you know how hard it is to have a 15-play drive?
Very, very hard.
Right. And they do it like with ease. For a team that is as wide open as they say, they methodically move the ball down the field. And that's kind of what San Francisco did.
You know what I didn't like, though?
What didn't you like? Hold on. I have to ask this question.
Yeah.
So I can get my mind right.
Okay.
Is this serious or silly sauce?
Serious to me.
No.
Can I ask Brittany if she felt the same way? Brittany?
Go. Ask Brittany because I like...
Brittany, did you love or hate the virtual measurements. Because I got to be honest with you, I think I hated it.
I hated it.
I hated it.
Oh, they didn't do the chains?
No chain gang. Now, they showed this last year, but Brittany, like, it lost something, did it not?
It did, and I hated. So I was actually, after we did Game Day in Sunset, I had to go work a bartending job. And I was, like, on the corner of, like, the TV. So I was watching the TV like this, trying to see the game. And there was a weird glare, and I see inches, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, inches? So I'm like, oh, is it just, like, third and inches? Like, I'm so confused. And then I go look, and it's, like, third and eight inches. And I'm like, wait, what are we doing? And so I didn't like it because it was very confusing, and I didn't appreciate it.
Dude, I'm
So my question is this. Don't you want it to be right?
Okay, here's the thing. One, I don't trust it.
How come? Wait. So look. Once they put where the first down marker is, they can digitally determine where the first down marker is. Once they mark the ball.
That's what they say.
They can always go to that spot.
That's what they say.
The chains don't get moved. Links don't get tangled.
It took too. No. It took too long. Then you have Mike McDaniel, who's looking at the referee on the sideline, who looked like he had a television on his watch. I'm like, is he Inspector Gadget? What is happening here right now? Mike McDaniel's trying to look at it. They're trying to look at it. And we're trying to figure out what could have been done in 10 seconds with the chain gang. Chain gang.
No, it's not. Because first of all, you got to bring the chain gang out. Let's just say this. In the business of officiating, the chain gang has been doing it for the longest, if you know what I mean.
I get it. They're old.
Okay. You got to bring them out. You got to unkink the chains, right? Then one guy sticks it, and the other guy pulls it, and you hope that he does it straight.
Yeah, right? But it's football. No. There has to be some human error.
Wait. 10 yards is 10 yards.
There's two things they can't take out of football. They can't take the kicks out. That's why they keep changing the rules, because then it wouldn't be football. It'd be a ridiculous name for the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't take the chains out.
No.
And even Bo Camper was like on the broadcast, and he was like, you know, you can tell he didn't like it. And they just show that they did this last year. They were just testing it, and I was like, what the hell is this? They're just showing it on the screen. And the argument I always get is tennis. And it's like, okay. Here's the thing with tennis. Tennis is very important, first of all. You're talking about points. Second of all, it's happening all the time in a match. These things are razor thin online. We need, like, how many measurements are there a game, Leroy? Two? And I need to go to this computer that I'm supposed to trust that they're just on the up and up. The chain gang is honest. It's honest work.
It is.
And I don't like it being taken away from us.
And they're taking away work from people as well, which I don't appreciate.
Well, they still have them there. I don't know if they get the same. I mean, like, let's say you had
like,
the
you know,
best.
You get half the pay now because the computer's doing half the work.
You don't need the chain. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
You do. There's something. Leroy, there's something.
You don't need the chain. You need the markers so everybody can see the yard to gain or the line of scrimmage. So those. You do need the markers. But to have the chain out there, like, you don't need the chain.
No, it's so good.
It's so good. Like, you're going to tell me there's a playoff game happening, and there's a fourth. You know,
I'm the oldest person here.
Yeah.
Why am I okay with moving forward with technology?
Leroy, it's...
And you guys are...
It's one of the most sad... give me a more satisfying thing in sports when your team... either stop somebody short or gets it, and the chain reaches out and it gives you a measurement that you are looking for.
Yes.
It's one of the best feelings in sports.
It really is.
And they've taken it away for cartoons. And like
So you're waiting. Look, they mark the chain and you pull it and you're looking at you.
It's the best feeling ever. Exactly.
Dude, it is one of the best feelings.
So wait. So you like the anticipation.
I love it. I love it.
It adds drama to the game.
When guys go to the sideline and the chain just gets bent up or the marker.
It does, dude, I'm telling you, I can see on Mike McDaniel's face he didn't like it because he's looking at dude's wristwatch with his television screen on there. He goes, what you got over there, huh? What you got? What you got? What you got? You know, so he wants to just see that. I don't like it. You can somebody ask, like, I don't know if any reporters are listening today. Can I get his honest, you know, it's a fun press conference day. Can somebody ask Mike McDaniel how he likes the virtual measurements? Because I think he hates it. And I think we all hate it.
But would you agree that the virtual measurement is more accurate than
That's what they say.
I don't care.
I don't know if it is.
Let me explain something to you. Here's the other thing you have to realize. They got to take notes. Because when they get blown up on the sideline, they need to know where the hell they got to put the mark back. With the virtual, you don't have to do that.
Why can't they just have the virtual mark, like have a sense of like something in like their ear, like a metal detector? They put the base and then they can extend it. We still get the chain gang. You know? I don't like this idea of, you know, it's good in theory. You ever go to your local pharmacy and you have self checkout? Some of them work good, like Publix's, but some of them don't. And they're like, please put it in the bagging aisle. Please put it in the bagging aisle.
Each individual.
Yeah. And I'm like, well,
Publix used to do that.
Right. And like, it freaks out. And they're like, someone's on the way. And it's like, well, you know what? This person could have just been a cashier. So it's good in theory, but I don't think it's not going to have the satisfaction we all think it's going to have. Imagine we're all sitting around. We're watching the Super Bowl.
You do realize that in any event, if he doesn't get the 10 yards, it's not a first. Whether you pull the chains out or you go virtual.
Okay, but it doesn't feel the same.
But it doesn't feel the same, you know?
It would be like at the end of it. You two guys are against technology. I should be the one.
Like, we're never going to get – I think we all remember – Dallas versus the Raiders in 2017 when Gene Steratore brought out the card and put it.
Yes!
Like, we all remember that moment. That's going to be – we're never going to have that again.
We're never going to have it. Look how upset you made her. You made her knock her camera off.
My camera fell.
Stiff arm style.
Good.
Leroy, I'm telling you. Good. Leroy.
Good.
Imagine
I don't need the huddling around a group of – like, Italy. Aaron. This is it.
No. I want you to.
Everybody stand looking at the chain. Everybody and the officials. Back up.
As a man who always.
You're leaning in, trying to look down the line.
I love that. And you're sitting here and you would have been like, oh, man, I don't like that because, like, back in the day, like, did you have a bad experience with the chains?
No, besides hitting the guys on the sideline that don't know when to drop them. And get out of there.
I'm telling you, dude, there's something about it. When you get.
Dude, 10 yards is 10 yards. I like things to be done quickly, right? I mean, they used to have to take a television timeout for a measurement because it took so damn long.
Man, we'll take a break. Disappointed you feel this way. We're back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.